Welcome to Leadership Howard County's podcast. I'm Donna Richardson, and my guest today is Craig Engelhoff, who is with Sandy Spring Bank. Craig, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Donna. I appreciate it.
Now, you've had a very interesting journey. Tell us about your career and a little bit of background about yourself.
Well, I've been in banking probably 25, 26 years. Went to schools locally, went to Towson University for undergrad and University of Baltimore for grad school. And in the 80s, when I got out of undergraduate, the economy wasn't too good, kind of like it is now. So I kind of got into banking by default. Friend of a friend knew somebody that wanted to get into, had an opportunity to get into banking. So I kind of took him up on it and stayed with it ever since. Worked for a couple different institutions, large ones, small ones. And currently I'm with Sandy Spring Bank, which is the largest community bank left, headquartered in Maryland.
Very good. Now, you're a Leadership Howard County grad.
Correct. Class of 04, best class ever.
Oh, well, I have to defer. It's really class of 99, which is my class. Prior to getting involved in Leadership Howard County, were you involved in the community, or was it because of your participation you got involved?
Well, all communities need leaders, as you know, and the leadership program kind of provides a standardized common body of knowledge, in my mind, that's pertinent to all communities. So, in fact, one of the first observations I had going through the program was that I wish that all citizens kind of had a in the community should kind of go through this experience.
Right.
Because no matter if you're staying at home and working around the house, or if you're actually going to work every day, it's all information that everybody could use.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I found the same thing. Every time I would go to a class and find out more information, and I'd share it with my friends, and they go, "Oh, I don't know that. You need to really sign up for
right,
this."
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Now, while you were in class and you found all these different opportunities, was there one day you go, "Wow, this is all making sense"?
I'm not sure if I'd you know, kind of pin it to one moment or not, but you know, I took it like a 30,000 foot up vantage point, so I could see kind of how all the parts of the community work together, or supposed to work together, and being an optimist at heart, I still like to think people want to do the right thing most of the time, you know, and
right.
So given that assumption, I needed you need to drop your guard a bit, and I noticed that in the first over the weekend or over the overnight stay that we had, it pretty much people just dropped their defenses completely. And, you know, what we were doing was for the greater good of the community, which kind of the light went off. They said, wow, everybody kind of has that same passion, if you will. It might be in the different right. directions specifically, but, you know, that's kind of the first, I guess, aha moment that you might want to say out there.
Now, Craig, as you said, people have their different interests and they come at it a different ways. What are some of the community interests that you became involved in?
Well, actually, after I got out of the program, I wanted to focus on one particular thing, because I had been involved with, you know, the YMCA and different charitable organizations for fundraising and such like that and different things. But I wanted to find something I had a current passion for and I knew I was going to go forward with. I've got children, and the nature part of things worked for me, the education worked for me, and preservation worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I found where my passions were. And it was pretty easy after that to actually choose an organization to be, a champion of.
Oh, good. And which one did you decide to focus on?
The Howard County Conservancy. And one thing that I noticed that, you know, you have a lot of people that are involved with a lot of different things, and I didn't want to spread myself out too thin. So I've really kind of thrown myself into the Conservancy and what they're all about. And it's been absolutely rewarding.
And the nice thing is when you have that passion, it doesn't feel like it's another job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's actually fun because you're doing it not only during the day, but on the weekends and the evenings. And it's something that you believe in. And so you get a lot of enjoyment and a lot back when you see, you know, your efforts going towards something that you really have a passion for.
Now, coming through the program, did it meet your expectations when you first started out?
Oh, I would say exceeded them. Yeah, it's one of those things where you don't know what you don't know until you're enlightened. And so that's what it was for me. I had no idea a lot of the stuff. You know, I didn't have any expectations preset.
Right.
For going through the program, because I just wanted to go through the journey and see where it led me. But it was a great experience.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. I just kind of came open-minded because I wasn't sure what was going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
And it was always, for me, each class had a certain aha moment of, oh, I didn't know that.
And I got to tell you, you know, the full days, you were completely packed with information. And by the end of the day, you know, I was tired, physically tired, because
right.
it was just, you're paying attention for, you know, the complete day. And a lot of stuff, you're writing notes and taking all kinds of information down. So it was very rewarding.
Now, has it helped you being a leadership alum in pursuing your interest in the community?
I think so. I basically, as I said, my passions kind of led me to the Conservancy, and the mission aligned with my personal vision, and I feel honored to be working among the people that have worked at the Conservancy prior to me coming, as well as the ones that I'm working with now. It just seems that things have just gotten better, which, you know, one of those things where you hope that's the case, that if you're going to join an organization, it's just going to get better.
Exactly.
And that's actually happened there, and I feel very good about that. You know, it's not just one person's contribution. It's a cumulative effort of everybody that's involved.
Now, being an alum, are there any recommendations that you would have, you know, about the impact that leadership had on you, and what you think it would help with someone else?
I think it's the common body of knowledge that gives you a sense of understanding how the county is working or supposed to work, and it's so many different areas that I think everybody would find something of value to get out of the program.
Mm-hmm.
The task is to understand what's currently in place and to see how you can make it better, because we all have different talents or different connections that we can reach out somehow, some way. It's almost like a stronger bond to me than any school that I've been to, because the alums here are active and they're in the community, so you're seeing them all the time.
Exactly. And for me, I think it's such a huge benefit that if you have a question about something, you can just go to the directory and try to get that
answer. And I do
that
all the time. And quite frankly, I know this is the age of electronics and everything, but I keep the paper copies of
So do I.
it's such an easy reference guide. And you know people by face a lot of times, but just
right.
you say, okay, well, I don't have his cell number or whatever on me, so I just flip through the guide, and it helps a lot.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does. Well, Craig, I want to thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
Oh, sure. I recommend the leadership program to a lot of people that I come in contact with every day, you know, whether they're in the business community that I regularly see, or
right.
if I just come in contact with them, it's a great program, and I'll continue to do that.
I would agree with you. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Donna.
This has been Leadership Howard County's podcast, and thank you. This is Donna Richardson.